Hi, it's Cecilia. The Fifth Emission team is taking the week off. Today, we're presenting an episode of the Chronicle's Total SF podcast. Total SF is a show about the good things in San Francisco. One of those good things is the Castro Theater, which is undergoing some big changes. But good news, one thing that's not changing is the mighty Wurlitzer organ. And you're about to meet the man who plays it. Total SF publishes new episodes on Friday mornings. So if you like what you hear, you can follow the show on your favorite podcast app, and there's a new episode waiting for you today. Here's Peter Hartlob and Heather Knight with Total SF.
So you just heard the organ stylings of David Hegarty, and I'm immediately in my happy place at the Castro Theater when I hear that. There's going to be organ playing throughout this episode, and I am so glad we finally got to sit down with David Hegarty because we've been wanting to do it for a while, Heather.
Yes, we and everybody else were concerned when we heard there was a new operator of the Castro Theater that all the good stuff about the theater would go away, including potentially the beloved organ and David, who's been playing there for decades. But fortunately, a lot of that was overblown. And so far, so good on the Castro organ front. David has so many stories to tell about playing there. And he said that his job has remained pretty much the same.
Yeah. I freaked out, too, when I heard that the Castro was going to change ownership, more of a live venue, a little bit less with the movies. I was very worried. They've been showing movies already. David Hegarty is back. And I just had such a great time sitting down with him, hearing his story. He's such a nice man. His history in the Bay Area goes back to when I was watching organ players at pizza parlors. And he just has a wonderful story and a wonderful San Franciscan.
Yes, and I got to see him play live when I took my kids to the sing-along Sound of Music a few weeks ago. And there's nothing better than David Hegarty playing Edelweiss on the Castro organ. Not a dry eye in the house.
Yes, you were sending me videos from the sing-along Sound of Music, and I was super jealous. I didn't get to go. I still have never seen that movie, which is absolutely a travesty.
What? You haven't seen it? That's like almost as bad as never having gone to Alcatraz.
I know. We need to have a screening of Sing-Along Sound of Music at Alcatraz, and then everything will be right.
Yeah, and there are many more opportunities to go to the Castro Theater. This summer includes the Frameline Film Festival, a comedy show, Drag Becomes Her in August, and Vertigo in September, a classic San Francisco film.
Yeah, that's definitely a double date. Vertigo in September. I will be there. David Hegarty will be there. You get to hear a lot of him in this episode. I'm Peter Hartlob here with Heather Knight, and this is Total SF.
That sounded like you're going on a double date with David Hegarty.
Maybe I am.
Okay, we can leave it like that.
I'm just going to leave that in. One more time. I'm Peter Hartlob here with Heather Knight, and this is Total SF.
Thank you very much.
We're so glad to see you here. We heard you play already, and you sounded fantastic, and the vibes sounded the same, and it's just so great to be in the Castro. Do you feel that way as well?
Oh, yes. I've missed being here during this long dry spell, and so being able to play the organ here again is a thrill for me.
Yeah. When did your musical interest start? Did it start with an organ? Did it start with a piano?
My first instrument was the accordion, strangely enough, when I was 7 years old. And I didn't really play the piano until after I had started to major in organ, which was all backwards, because normally organists have a piano background before they start to play. But my background was accordion.
So where did the interest in the organ come from?
My first exposure to the organ, strangely enough, was not a big pipe organ or anything extraordinary. It was believe it or not, a little Hammond spinet in a small church in Ludington, Michigan. And I was just taken by the sound of it immediately. And since my mother was a custodian at the church, I just delighted in coming with her. So while she was cleaning the church, I could play the little Hammond. And that got me started. I transferred my knowledge from the accordion to the organ on my own and continued to play strictly by ear for many years. Became a church organist, actually, before I'd taken lessons. So
we talked earlier. I just threw out to you that I remember my first experience with an organ was at Pizza and Pipes in Serramonte. And you said that you've played there and many other places before you came to the Castro?
Yeah, the pizza parlor phenomenon was big in the 70s, and that's where what brought the theater organ back into popular view. And so I played at the Red Vest Pizza in Pinole, and my first theater organ concert for the American Theater Organ Society was at a pizza parlor in Redwood City. I did some regular gigs at the Serramonte Pizza and Pipes.
I probably saw you there. That's wonderful.
Yeah, very possible.
What brought you to San Francisco?
I drove across country to Sedona, Arizona to do a recital at my parents' church in Sedona and then came over to San Francisco. I liked it here so well that I just didn't go back. Mm-hmm. I went back just enough to move here. And one of the big attractions was the New Bell Saloon, where David Kelsey was the organist. I saw that was a direction that I wanted to go, and that there was much more of a opportunity for me to play popular music on the organ out here. Even though I had all these degrees, I still preferred going back to what I could do in my childhood and play popular music.
Get the job here at the Castro Theater?
As soon as I got out here, I visited Golden Gate Piano and Organ out at Serramonte, and there were the people who had installed a Kahn electronic organ right here in the theater with Leslie speakers up in the chamber. This was not the original organ here, but the original one was a pipe organ, but it had been removed. And so by the time I was here in the 70s, this Kahn organ was installed and playing. And then the assistant organist that was playing here then decided to move to Hawaii, and he went to the piano bar where I was playing and asked if I'd like to become the assistant organist at the Castro Theater. And I remember him saying, "I hate to leave this job. It's a job that doesn't feel like a job. It feels like what you'd want to be doing anyway."
Is that still how you feel?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes, I come out from playing the organ with this big, enthusiastic audience and playing music I love, and come down there feeling like this is the best job in the world, and I've had it for 44 years now.
Wow.
From the beginning, how much of your joy is from playing, and how much of your joy is from the audience's reaction and knowing that the audience is there?
Oh, it's probably 50-50. I'm playing music that I love to play, and I try to make it appropriate to the event to the extent that I can. But every audience has a different personality, and I can sense it. You know, whether I get response immediately between selections or whatever, it enthusiastic audience is very inspiring, and I think we all play better when we're aware that the audience is really with you. And that happens much of the time here.
Do you prepare differently? And I've come here, and I know the answer to this question, I think, but do you prepare differently for 2001, A Space Odyssey versus Sing Along, A Sound of Music, or something where there's a younger crowd? Are you thinking about the crowd before you come in and what you're going to play?
Oh, yes, definitely. Thinking about whatever's being featured here and what would be appropriate for it. Sound of Music, the sing-alongs, for instance, it's just handed to me. I know I'm going to be playing the songs from the Sound of Music for the prelude, the pre-show mini concerts or whatever you call it. Yeah, I'm always very aware of what I'm playing for.
Do you have a favorite director or genre?
My favorite director by far is Alfred Hitchcock. I'm a real aficionado of Hitchcock. I don't know how many times I've seen Vertigo and Psycho and Dial M for Murder. I never tire of them. And I love playing the music from those scores. So, that's an easy one.
How did the tradition of playing the Jeanette MacDonald song San Francisco start?
The San Francisco theme song here at the theater existed before I came here. Mm-hmm. It had been the theme to the theater, I don't know for how long. I remember the first time I substituted here, I was out at Golden Gate Piano and Organ, and one of the organists out there sang it to me, San Francisco. I didn't know it. I'd just come in from Ohio, and it wasn't a song that I was familiar with. So she sang it to me, and I jotted it down and played it that night for my sketch, not knowing that, 40-some years later, I would have played it thousands of times.
Well, we love hearing it, but do you still get goosebumps playing it, or is it kind of, are you bored of that song by now?
The San Francisco, that song just is the epitome of how this theater feels, and I love the song. I love playing it, and the audience always seems to be enthusiastic about it. It sort of functions in a way like dimming the lights. When people hear me start to play that, they know the show's, about to start.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that you're not sick of it, because we're not sick of it, but I wondered, there's certain bands and performers, I'm sure, Aretha Franklin, maybe she got sick of playing Singing Respect, I don't know. So I'm glad to hear you enjoy it as much as we do. I'd understand if you didn't.
No, I never tire of it.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Even before Another Planet took over here, you were raising money for a new organ. Can you tell me just the basics about that? Because I don't totally understand. I know there was a Wurlitzer here, and then that was going to go away, and you needed a new one. What was the background with that?
Yeah, that wonderful Wurlitzer that had been here since the early 80s, installed by a family of organ aficionados that owned it. The theater never owned that Wurlitzer. It was the theater rented it from the Dick Taylor family, and it was an exquisite Wurlitzer put together from various instruments that they acquired the pipes and the components for. But after 30-some years of daily use, it was the leather components and all were wearing out, and the owner of it was moving away, and long story short about that was that they ended up, telling me that it would probably have to be removed, called up my friend Alan Hara in West Virginia, who is a prominent, very respected organ builder, both digital and pipe. And he was wanting to build a big organ in San Francisco. He had built a huge one in West Virginia, and I had given a number of concerts on it and knew that it was spectacular. And so when I found out about this, I asked him if the Castro Theater wouldn't be the place to put his magnum opus, and he jumped at the chance. And we were so fortunate because he spent hundreds of hours designing every detail of this instrument pro bono, coming out and spending quite a bit of time here with me, and the two of us worked on the specifications of it together. And once he agreed to do that, I got busy and established a nonprofit organization, and that was in late February of 2013. We didn't expect it to take this long. A number of things happened. The ownership of the theater shifted, and then the pandemic came, and it, bottom line is we're getting close to installing it. And the exciting thing about this organ is that it will be similar in size to the two largest organs in the world, which are in on the east coast of the United States, in Philadelphia and Atlantic City. And there's nothing anywhere near like that out here. And this, what we're calling it, the Castro Symphonic Theater Organ, will be similar in many ways to those famous organs back east. And it will have seven keyboards, which is equal to the largest organ in the world.
I've seen a demonstration of it. On YouTube, there's a little clip of you using it, and it's absolutely fabulous. You do 2001, A Space Odyssey, the theme.
Yeah.
And I am so looking forward to seeing that played here.
When will it be installed?
We have been successful so far in raising over $800,000 for it. It's a million one.
It's like a house
project, and we're closing in on it. We're just in the middle of a final push to raise the last $300,000, and at that point, we'll be ready to install it. Backing up a little, when the Wurlitzer was taken out, we wouldn't have had anything. So a student of mine in San Rafael had a big Allen organ, big for a home, that I had helped her, talked her into buying 20 years before, and gave her lessons all the time. She became a good friend. She died, unfortunately, right at the time when that Wurlitzer was taken out. And so I was able to move that organ. She left it to me, mm-hmm. moved it right into the theater. That's what we're playing now.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, it sounded fantastic. We got to hear it earlier.
How did you find out about the changes at the Castro, and were you worried that you were out of a job?
Yes, I found out about it just like 2 days before it was publicly announced. And I did panic a little. It sounded as though it was going to be something totally different, and I didn't know whether our organ project was going to be in danger or whatever. But as soon as I started having conversations with the APE people, my mind was put at rest. They're very agreeable, nice people to work with. Everything seems to be moving along in a way that works for me as the organist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were concerned that the theater would be ruined. Do you think that it's going to feel the same kind of vibe as it always has?
I think that there's they're being careful to maintain the same classic atmosphere of the theater, and it may end up with temporary seating for the movies that can be removed, but my understanding is that they will be comfortable and they will be on terraced platforms. The floor of the theater is not going to be flat, as many people are worried. It's still going to have the rake, but it'll just be a little different. And I don't see that as a problem. One of the big advantages of this new organ is that it will handle every kind of organ music known to man. It won't be just a theater organ. It will do everything that the Wurlitzer did and much more as a theater organ, and it will be a monumental classical organ as well. And so we expect to have major concerts here of the classical repertoire. And I'll be able to play, when it comes to 2001 type of themes that I need to play, I can make them sound like the orchestra. This organ is not only going to be a huge theater organ and a huge classical organ, but it's also going to have provision to sound like the actual orchestra with very high quality digital samples of the orchestral instruments.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Who have you been playing for the last few years? Have you been playing for anybody or just yourself?
Since the pandemic?
Yeah.
The only public playing I've been doing is at a church where I play, and they were very kind to keep me employed the whole time, even though I didn't do very much. It's the San Mateo Christian Science Church, and so I've been playing there the whole time. That's about all, except at home. But it's given me a chance to write arrangements and create things that I'll be able to play on the big organ when it comes.
Well, you've survived our serious questions, and now it's time for the lightning round.
A lightning round?
Yeah.
A lightning round.
Where is your favorite place in San Francisco to get a burrito?
El Toreador.
Okay. What's your favorite movie filmed in San Francisco?
Vertigo.
Where's your favorite place to get a stiff drink?
I could say El Toreador too, because about all I ever drink is margaritas, and they have them there. I'm not much of a drinker.
We got to get there, Heather.
Yeah.
It's out on West Portal.
What is your favorite memory at the Castro Theater?
Oh, I have so many memories here. Probably my favorite is playing Joan Collins onto the stage for her film tribute back in the 80s, and coming in earlier and talking to her in person about whether she was okay with bringing her on stage to the Dynasty theme, which she did, and it was fine. And I ended up with the best seat in the house while she was being interviewed by Leah Belli there. And so that's one of my favorites.
How does it feel to rise out of the organ pit?
Oh, it feels so familiar. I've been used to doing that for all these years. It's a fun ride coming up. I enjoy that, and I like to. It works best if there's an audience already in place, because then it makes a dramatic entrance.
Yeah.
I think the hydraulics, like, it's Beyonce, Justin Bieber, and you are like, it's a high level of person who's getting lifted up musically into the arena. So.
Yeah.
Last question. What is one thing you always make sure to squeeze into your busy day?
Time with my birds. I have, my husband and I have 7 parrots.
Wow.
Oh, lovely. What kinds?
Every kind. The big one is a green-winged macaw, and we take her out on walks around.
You do?
Yeah. We always did that in Noe Valley, too. We got to be fairly known, well-known for that. And now we live right next to City Park in Vallejo, and we'd rock the neighborhood with Marnie, named after a Hitchcock movie. She's red.
Do they like listening to you play the organ?
Oh, the birds love hearing the organ, and sometimes too much, because they, especially the piano. And my husband is a singer, and as soon as we play the piano and he sings, the birds try to compete. They're in the bird room downstairs, but sometimes we have to turn a radio on loudly for them so they don't hear us, so that they don't disturb us. But anyway, and we have cockatoos and pionis and all kinds of birds and African grays, and we have a great time with those. So yeah, I definitely have to squeeze in time for the birds every day.
I was not expecting that answer.
Joan Crawford and birds.
It's not on my list.
Well, it was so fun to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for the interesting questions. I never have had some of those before.
Oh, wonderful.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the San Francisco Chronicle. Total SF is a production of the Chronicle. Our music is The Tide Will Rise by the Sunset Shipwrecks off their album Community, and Cable Car Bell Ringing by 8-time champion Byron Cobb. Support Total SF in the newsroom that creates it by investing in a digital Chronicle edition. It's less expensive than you think at sfchronicle.com/pod.
Loved it. I've missed that so much.